shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. We are in our third and final hour here on Monday morning. And just as a heads up, they are blowing the leaves around the parking lot. So you might hear that in the background a little bit. But there's a lot of leaves out there this morning. And it probably has to do with all that wind that we had over the weekend. I was coming home from, you know, my day out getting the Thought Junkie album and hitting the antique store. And I got some dinner to go. And I'm trying to bring everything into the house. Thank God I bought that bar cart to put my phonograph on because I was able to put everything on that bar cart and kind of carry that into the house, but things are blowing off the top of it with all the wind that was going on. So I wasn't surprised when I pulled up this morning and started walking in and saw these big piles of leaves. The trees are pretty much all bare now. All the ones that are going to lose their leaves have pretty much lost their leaves. But you still can't go out and burn them. We're still under red flag warnings. We are still in now critical drought stratus. I keep doing that every time I say drought status. I say drought stratus. We are in critical drought status still. And that hasn't changed even with the rainfall that we had over the last few days. And we'll see what happens with the Thanksgiving storm coming in, how much that will help us. But you still cannot be outside burning your leaves. Don't be inside burning your leaves either. Just don't burn your leaves. And be aware of the fire dangers around you until we can get out of this. And you know what I would recommend doing is bagging up your, even if you're somebody that wants to burn your leaves, you don't want to toss your leaves, you want to burn them, throw them in a trash bag anyway. You know, rake them up, throw them in a trash bag, and then when it's safe to burn, you can dump the trash bag and burn them up, or you might find that you're just going to dispose of them a different way since you've already got them bagged up. But at least that way there you can pick them up without them getting all over the place again with the wind. Because it was some pretty intense wind. And I'm sure we'll have some more coming up with the storm that's forthcoming. So I do have a question, a little trivia question that popped into my head over the weekend. And I looked it up and verified it. And, you know, not for anything, but just see if anybody can come up with the answer. And let me see if I can phrase it the right way. Let's see. There's a song that has three Stevie Nicks bandmates on the track. But doesn't have Stevie Nicks and is not a Fleetwood Mac song. It's a pretty popular song. I believe it was a number one song from the 1970s. It has three Stevie Nicks bandmates on it, but doesn't have Stevie Nicks and is not a Fleetwood Mac song. So see if you know the answer to that. You can either call me 508-996-0500 or send me an app chat message or send me an email, tim@wbsm.com. So it's a very well-known song. Something we certainly play here in the morning. But as I was listening to this over the weekend, I was like, who plays on this track? And then when I looked and I saw, I was like, oh, well, that might be a good fun trivia question. So it's a song, a very popular song from the 70s, late 70s, that has three people who are in a band who were in a band with Stevie Nicks. But she's not on the song, and it's not a Fleetwood Mac song. So see if you can figure that one out. Also, as you know, South Coast Health wants to shine a spotlight on some of the great organizations doing great work here on the South Coast. And as part of that community spotlight, we get the chance to have these folks come in as our guests and talk to us about what it is that they do. And it's all through the efforts and through the philanthropy of South Coast Health. And it is time to learn about another one of our great community organizations, thanks to South Coast Health and the Community Spotlight. We are with Jill Fearons now from Friends of Jack Foundation. Good morning, Jill. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, great to have you here. And I think, you know, a lot of folks have heard about Friends of Jack. Fun 107's been working with them for years. WBSM's been working with them. But what exactly is Friends of Jack and what is it that you do?
So Friends of Jack is most famous for our teddy bear program and the CARS program. The CARS are the ones that are in the local hospitals and the children have the opportunity to drive themselves into the OR versus being pre-sedated and having some anxiousness about going in. They hop in these CARS and then drive right in. And then our teddy bear program is, of course, our Friends of Jack teddy bear, and they get a cape and a mask, and somehow that transforms things and makes things a little bit easier for them. That program is virtually anywhere that a child is at risk. Any department, child and family services, wherever a child may be at risk, we have that program inside some of the schools. I think most thing people don't know is that we cover the salaries for child life specialists in our local hospitals.
Wow.
That is a big one. Near and dear to my heart, I always tell people if they haven't come across a child life specialist yet, they're very lucky. That means they haven't needed it. What a child life specialist is the liaison between the families and the physicians. So they come in layman's terms, explain what might be going on, what medical procedure. They come in and just sort of entertain the kids as they're waiting to be seen. They bring books and puzzles. They are really just there to make the child a little less anxious, a little less scared, make the time go by. I think they're as important as the physician treating them.
And so it sounds like they're a friend for the child.
Exactly. They're a friend. They are someone they seem safe. It's less scary. So we have the ability to cover the salaries for those because pediatrics across the board is not really a moneymaker. So this would be an additional funding, which the hospitals can't provide. The Friends of Jack comes in and we provide that for them. And recently, we just gave a $280,000 grant to South Coast Health, which works with Boston Children's Hospital, so that we will have a child life specialist on call all the hours that they're open, from 9 to 11. So any child that comes in at any point will have child life available to them. And of course, they always have our bears and our kits on board for whatever they may need. We are super and unbelievably grateful to our community in which we live because they give us the opportunity to provide these services for the kids. Kids are repeat offenders. They will always need to go to the ER. We want them less afraid. So our programs are important.
And since the foundation started, how, you know, you've been able to help so many kids and make such a difference. You're probably starting to see some of those kids now who have come out of what they've gone through, and now they're growing up.
Oh, and it's amazing.
Those families are coming and helping to give back.
It's genuinely amazing. And it's what's remarkable to me is the amount of kids that come to me that want to help. Kids always need community service. And so we, you know, we have a handful of those. But the kids that have surpassed community service and just want to give back and help, we work with a lot of schools. I would say 80% of the volunteers that we have are under the age 17. Which is incredible to me. It means that it mattered to them when they needed us in their life. I always say, if anybody under the age of 12 years old doesn't know who I am, I'm doing my job well, because they're not supposed to know who I am. But we're just supposed to make their experience a little less scary.
And when you see that, when you see them wanting to do something, wanting to give back, that's, I mean, even if it's, you know, now they're doing that to work with you and Friends of Jack, but they're going to carry that forward. And that's going to encompass their entire life. And that was able to get done because of the support that you got from people in the South Coast community.
Exactly. It's 1,000,000%. We have taught them that they can give back in such a huge way without needing to write a big check. It isn't always about writing the big check. It's about providing time for people and being able to, like, do the little things that will matter. Sometimes the littlest things matter the most at that time in that person's life. And that's who we are and why we're there.
So how can people help if they want to help with
Friends of Jack? So they can always go to our website, friendsofjack.org. They can personally reach out to me. My numbers, my email, everything is on our website. And again, we love people to reach out to volunteer with us. And then sometimes, you know, there's a ton of families that reach out to us that have family that need us, that maybe we're not in the facility that they would like to see us in. And so I always love that, because I like to know where we're not so we can get there.
And is that, so in the facilities that you're in, is it something where the family needs to request that you come and take part, or do you just kind of show up and you're there?
They absolutely, the program is there. The facilities utilize the program however they see fit. You know, most kids that go into any of the local ERs walk out with a brand new teddy bear from us. That's pretty standard practice. And then I get calls a couple times a day of family members that have siblings or cousins or somebody that's been admitted to the hospital that need a little bit more. And could we do surprise visits? I call it ding dong ditching. And that means that I will just show up at their house. We'll bring stuff to make their stay being at home or in the hospital a little bit brighter, and we leave. And, you know, that's like actually one of my favorite parts of my job.
Well, but if we've come to know you and your dedication to this over the years, it's that, you know, you would like to have this program everywhere. So
everywhere.
The more volunteers you can get, the
absolutely
better that
will be. Everywhere. I think every child deserves what we have to offer, and it's at no cost to any of the facilities. So like, if we can be in there, we want to be in there for you.
And again, you know, it's all because of you out there on the South Coast. Every time you've gone out and dined during the Friends of Jack's night, anything that you can do to help will make a difference. Because,
absolutely,
you know, when you think about it, a teddy bear doesn't need a huge donation for somebody to be able to.
No, absolutely not. We always say every single dollar goes right back to the kids. So no matter what you can give, that 100% of what you're giving is going back to a child in your community. And that's our dedication to the community. Wherever the funding is raised, it goes in that community. So the money that is raised for Hasbro is raised in Rhode Island. The money that's raised in the South Coast stays in the South Coast.
That's pretty impressive, because so much these days you see things going to, you know, national organizations,
yeah,
and you never know where it's going. Here, Friends of Jack, everything is local.
It's what makes us a little bit more special.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Jill, for joining us and for sharing. Again, one more time, give everybody all the information about how they can reach out.
Friendsofjack.org. They can reach out to us right on the website, and it'll be me getting back to you.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And, of course, thanks to South Coast Health for making that possible. They're the ones who are allowing us to shine the spotlight on community organizations with their aptly named Community Spotlight. So we have other organizations that will be joining us in the coming weeks, and we'll be letting you know all about those. 508-996-0500, that is my number here. If you want to call in and chime in, and I just want to let you know, if you are heading on to the Braga Bridge this morning, Not so much on the westbound side, but on the eastbound side. It is backed up all the way back to Ocean Grove. Apparently, there's a collision on the bridge itself, or in, you know, looks like it's kind of toward the end of the bridge. I don't have a lot of details on what might have happened, but I know that it's all backed up if you're heading west to east. So it looks like the east to west side, if you're heading toward Providence, is okay. If you're coming from Providence heading toward Fall River, you've got quite a significant backup there. So you might want to try to avoid that and seek an alternate route if possible. All right. We're going to take a break. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We'll be back in just a few moments. Well, enter now for your chance to win tickets to see Mariah Carey's Christmas Extravaganza at TD Garden. We'll select the winners tomorrow, and then you'll have a little bit of time to get your information over to Casey and get your virtual tickets that you can either use or transfer to somebody else that would use them. So even if you're not a Mariah fan or a fan of Christmas music, and she's going to play some of her other music too. It's not just Christmas songs, but you can always transfer those to somebody who would rather go. So I had asked the question earlier about a song that is, it's a late 70s song, very popular. It was number one. And it features three Stevie Nicks bandmates on it, but it is not a Fleetwood Mac song, and it's not a Stevie Nicks song. And DSY guessed Sentimental Lady, which is a good guess, except for originally that was a Fleetwood Mac song before the Bob Welch version that had his Fleetwood Mac bandmates or the people who were in Fleetwood Mac playing on it. So that's a really good guess. But technically, that was a Fleetwood Mac song first. So it's not that. And it's probably a more well-known song than that, too. And we'll have the answer for you coming up. I'm not going to leave you hanging, but I want to give people a little bit of a chance to guess. So three Stevie Nicks band members play on this song. So think beyond just who was in Fleetwood Mac with her. There's another hint. And then you can kind of reverse engineer it from there. If you know who was in her later band and is still in her band, and then you kind of reverse engineer it to who else they played with, you might be able to figure it out. So we were talking about the Thanksgiving travel that's going to, you know, obviously people plan for months in advance when they're going to travel for Thanksgiving, and you take a chance with the weather. You take a chance that everything's going to work out. And certainly trying to get to where you're going is probably going to follow whatever plan you've already put together. The storms that are happening aren't going to happen until Thanksgiving Day. So you've got a good shot at getting to where you're going without any issue. The problem is going to be when you're trying to get home after Thanksgiving, because the storms are going to hit on Thanksgiving and into Friday. And so if your plan was to travel Friday, Saturday in that area, you're going to get held up maybe even into Sunday and maybe even into Monday. And it doesn't matter if you're not traveling to or from an area where there are storms happening. They have an effect that lingers across the entire United States and it lingers across the airlines. So what you're going to want to do is make sure you have your airlines app downloaded on your phone. But keep in mind, too, that that's not even going to be your quickest and most accurate bit of information. I had a flight that got delayed in August when I was flying out to Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. And the flight from Detroit to the Sioux got delayed, and my app didn't update with that information until well after the gate had updated. And I just happened to be sitting at the gate already, so I got that information before the app came through, before an app alert came through, before it updated on the app. And airlines need to do a better job of improving the technology. There are third-party apps that you can download that actually do a better job of updating you to the latest flight information and delays and cancellations than the actual airline apps do. And the airlines need to do a better job of that. Because I think it's insane that I have to, you know, if I'm rushing to the airport, because you've got to plan 2 or 3 hours in advance now before your flight to get there. So you're rushing to the airport to try to make it on time. And you park, and now you've got to wait for the, you know, I take the shuttle because I park in the economy lot. So now I've got to wait for the shuttle. Now I've got to get through TSA. Now this happens. And, you know, you're trying to get to the gate, and then you get to the gate. You think you've got like 15 minutes to spare. When you get there, you find out, oh, it's just got delayed. You've got an hour. Well, I'd like to know that information sooner. I'd like to have that app alert sent to me sooner so that I can take my time. I can stop and grab a bottle of water or get something to eat even. And I don't know that it's, you know, all airlines are not quick about it, but it seems like a majority of them are not quick about it. And certainly this weekend, people are going to have all kinds of delays and cancellations happening, and they're going to need to know about it as quick as possible, because otherwise, you're going to have a bunch of people sleep. Well, you're going to have it anyway. You're going to have people sleeping on the floor of the airport. And to someone who has done that before, it is not recommended. First of all, it's not very comfortable. But it's not a place where you can get a lot of sleep either, especially if you're traveling alone. You know, if you've got somebody with you and you can kind of group up, that's better. But if you're traveling alone, you don't want to be sleeping in the airport. So just make sure you have the app downloaded for your airline. Maybe get one of those third-party apps that get it even quicker. You can look in your app store and see which ones were available on your app and what the reviews are on them. And just try to have an alternate plan. Try to have an alternate plan if you're planning on flying out on Friday or Saturday. In case you're not able to, have a place where you can stay. Know what to do with your airline if you need to make any kind of changes to your flights. And have patience, because they're going to be dealing with a lot of stuff. All right, right now it is time to go into the newsroom and get all of the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
A fatal plane crash in Colorado. The vision for Trump's new Department of Government Efficiency. And no surprises about what topped the box office over the weekend.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Tragedy struck Colorado's Civil Air Patrol on Saturday. A plane carrying three people crashed near Storm Mountain, west of Loveland, Colorado, during a routine training mission. The pilot, Susan Wolber, and aerial photographer Jay Roten were killed. The co-pilot, Randall Settergren, was the sole survivor and airlifted to a hospital with serious injuries. The National Transportation Safety Board is now investigating the cause of the crash. A hiker died after falling on icy terrain in New Hampshire's White Mountains. 44-year-old Christopher Heiler was hiking the Coppermine Trail area on Friday when he fell. Search crews found him early Saturday morning near the peak at 2,800 feet. Heiler was equipped with micro spikes for traction, but the icy conditions were too much to overcome. This serves as a reminder to check weather conditions before heading out and to be prepared for wintry hazards. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy want to force federal workers back to the office, hoping to trigger resignations. They're tapped to run Donald Trump's new government efficiency office. While many federal employees already work in person, the impact of this policy will vary by agency. Some agencies, like the Department of Agriculture, have high in-person requirements, while others, like the Treasury Department, have lower ones. Experts question the potential cost savings and the impact on employee morale and productivity. Residents in Conyers, Georgia can breathe a sigh of relief. The Environmental Protection Agency has ended its air quality monitoring around the Biolab chemical fire facility. The fire, which happened in September, released chlorine and other toxic compounds. While air quality concerns eased by October, the EPA continued monitoring as a precaution. Local environmental contractors will now take over air monitoring overseen by the Georgia Environmental Protection Division. And Wicked was the overwhelmingly popular choice over the weekend for moviegoers flocking to see the big screen adaptation of the Broadway musical. And while Gladiator 2 fared well enough to finish in second place at the box office, it was the Wizard of Oz prequel that ascended to number one. Wicked made an estimated $114 million domestically during its debut. Meanwhile, number two, Gladiator 2, showed strong with $55.5 million.
WBSM Sports.
Five. They are home at TD Garden in Boston tonight to play the LA Clippers. That's at 7:30. Bruins at the Garden to play the Vancouver Canucks on Tuesday. And the New England Patriots have a few days to get over their loss to the Miami Dolphins. They host the Indianapolis Colts at Gillette in Foxborough on Sunday, December 1st.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
If you enjoyed Sunday's sunshine, get ready for more of that today, just with a little less wind. Temperatures in the low 50s here on the South Coast today, but things shifting as we get into the rest of the week. Cooler air moves in on Tuesday. Rain also likely Tuesday morning into early afternoon. And Wednesday and Thanksgiving, Thursday, looking dry right now, but we could get more rain late on Thanksgiving into Friday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And we're going to check in with Eric over at the Butcher Shop for a special Monday discussion. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Hey, what's up, Tim? How you doing, man?
Doing all right. And I know you guys are extra busy this week getting everybody ready for Thanksgiving, and we want to make sure we checked in with you again.
Yeah, man, we're busy, busy, dude. We're already getting it going. A lot of turkeys are coming in, and that's it. I just want to give everybody a shout-out that last day for turkey orders. If you got any orders, call them in today, please.
And then how does the process work when people get them, when they want to come and pick them up?
We're open on Thanksgiving morning. They come and pick them up in the morning. If they want a cooked one, if they want raw, come in within the next 2-3 days.
There you go. Can't be any easier than that.
But, it isn't. It's easy for them, not for me.
Well, true. And so, again, you said they have till the end of the day today. They can give you a call over there. They can stop in, and they can place your order.
Last day of orders, pretty much. We'll have stuff handy, like dinners and stuff like that. Like, if you don't want a whole turkey and stuff, we sell, like, plates of food. This way, nobody knows. Some people don't want all that, and they're sick of turkey after a day. So do it once, that's it.
Yeah, a lot of people will ask me that. They'll say, you know, I'm not going to go and visit family for Thanksgiving. Where can I go and get a Thanksgiving dinner? And the Butcher Shop is a place where you can go and get your full Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, dude, get a couple plates and be done with it. You know, not everybody wants to eat turkey. What are you going to do?
Right.
And then I got other stuff, too. They don't have to eat just turkey. I got prime rib and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys always have whatever people want to put on their table, you've got it there for them.
Yeah, we do the best we can, man. What else can you do, right?
Well, and of course, nobody wants to cook heading into Thanksgiving, so you've also got some already pre-made food that they can come by and have for lunch or for dinner, too.
Yeah, that's what I mean, brother. Exactly.
So whatever you can do to make it easy for people, right? The holidays, they should be stress-free, I guess, for everybody but you.
Oh, yeah, that's how that works.
All right, well, thanks.
That's how that works, brother.
Thanks for checking in with us. We will let you get back to it. Again, today, last day to get in your order for turkeys over at the Butcher Shop. And, of course, you can still get your Thanksgiving dinner and everything else. Stop by and talk to Eric, talk to Joe, talk to the whole crew over there and make your plans.
Hey, thanks, bro. Have a happy Thanksgiving, man.
You as well. Take care.
Bye.
That is Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Make sure that you get over there today if you want to put in your turkey order. And, again, why wouldn't you want to at least go and get your turkey there if you're going to cook your turkey yourself? I know some people are very particular about how they cook their turkey. So go get the turkey from the butcher shop. Get a good quality turkey, not just whatever's left at the supermarket. You can get something that's really going to impress your family when you stop by the butcher shop. But also you can get those dinners too. And I can tell you, as someone who doesn't get to take home the leftovers from Thanksgiving, I think I might pick up one of those platters for me too, because I don't get the leftovers. I might pick up one of those plates and have that for, because I like the leftovers over the course of the weekend. I like making sandwiches out of what's left. But I don't know. I guess going over somebody else's house, you know, you feel weird taking the leftovers. If they're offered, I'll take them. But, you know, it's I don't like to be presumptuous that I'm going to be walking out of there with some leftovers. So I think maybe I'll get one of those plates and then I can enjoy that on Friday. Now, I will eat turkey dinners a couple times during the course of the year. I don't make a turkey. I don't ever roast a turkey myself. It would go to waste. So what I'll do is I'll get like one of those, we used to call them in the business, hotel breasts. But I'll get like one of those turkey breasts that's just the meat, and I'll cook that. Or a lot of times what I do is I just get some deli turkey, and I make like a turkey dinner out of that with some stuffing and potatoes and squash. Or I will go to Market Basket and get their turkey dinner. I'm not going to lie to you. I had that for dinner Friday night. There's something about when I get close to Thanksgiving, I'm like, you know what? I know it's like less than a week away, but I'm going to have a turkey dinner tonight or a Thanksgiving sandwich. I can't help it. And then I won't eat a lot for the next couple of days. And then I will eat as much as I can on Thanksgiving, which is a challenge now with the weight loss drug that I'm on. But believe me, I will still have a good holiday. There'll still be a couple of plates involved, I'm sure. A little bit of pie at the end. I just don't have any of the appetizers or anything like that. And my brother-in-law is a hunter, so who knows what he's going to have out on the table. He always makes a couple of different things and makes a couple of different styles of turkey, so there'll be plenty for everybody. I'm already getting excited for it. We're still 4 days away. Three days? Well, by the end of the week. I saw somebody post on social media, it's only a 3-day work week for a lot of us, and the weekend's with a bunch of food and shopping, so, you know, can't be all that bad. I don't know how much of you are going to actually go out and do the shopping. How many of you are just going to do it online? How many of you don't care at all? I will probably peruse some of the sales for things I'm looking for or things that I need or things I was thinking about getting, but I don't know that I need to go out at 6 o'clock in the morning or whenever stores are going to open on Friday and battle through that. I did it once just to kind of see what it was all about, and that was enough for me. I forget if I think I bought some things, but nothing major. Like some small things, I probably spent like $20. But I didn't walk out of there with any TVs or anything. As much as I've been thinking about a new TV, I probably won't buy one. Just, I don't know. I just don't see the need to get up and be out of the house that early, but who knows? Maybe you'll see me out there. Maybe I'm saying all this and I'll feel differently when I wake up on Friday. 508-996-0500. I'm going to take my next break and we'll be right back.
Looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein.
And welcome back in. So I was wrong. It was not a number one hit. It hit number 21 on the charts. But that is the song that I was thinking about. That is the song that features three Stevie Nicks bandmates, but does not feature her, nor is it a Fleetwood Mac song. Because on that track, of course, you have Warren Zevon singing and playing the piano. But you have Mick Fleetwood on drums, John McVie on bass, and Waddy Wachtel on guitar. And so, of course, John and Mick were in, they are the Mac and Fleetwood Mac. And then you also have Waddy Wachtel, who was and still is in Stevie Nicks band. Probably most famous for his guitar work on Edge of 17 with her. But played on so many things from so many. And you know, when you watch a lot of these bands play like live performances, you'll see Waddy playing the guitar with them. Can't miss him. He's the older guy with long hair, glasses. Hell of a player. He's been on so many huge tracks over the years. He played on Buckingham Nicks. He played with the Everly Brothers. Jackson Browne, Andrew Gold, Arlo Guthrie, Carol King, Linda Ronstadt, J.D. Souther, James Taylor. Of course, a lot with Warren Zevon, Randy Newman, Stevie Nicks, of course, a lot with her as well. You just go through his list of all the different, he's performed with everybody. And still does. To this day, he's still performing with major artists. And so there you go. That was the answer to my trivia question. Werewolves of London. That's the song that has three Stevie Nicks bandmates. That's not a Fleetwood Mac song or a Stevie Nicks song. Hopefully, some of you got it. Hopefully, some of you cared. But if you don't have that album, Excitable Boy, or even Genius, the best of Warren Zevon, I would recommend picking up either one of those or just streaming some of his stuff. In fact, I don't really sing in the shower very often, but I was singing in the shower rolling the Headless Thompson Gunner this morning. Talking about the man. Which, another little bit of trivia question. That was the last song Warren Zevon ever performed live. His final live performance was he did an entire hour with David Letterman as he was dying from cancer in 2002. And Dave requested that be the final song because that was his favorite song. And it was a great performance of it too. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
What was his favorite song? I didn't hear what you were saying.
I couldn't understand anything you just said.
I said, what was his favorite song? I didn't hear what you were saying.
Oh, Rolling the Headless Thompson Gunner.
Oh, okay. So, you know, she played here on an impromptu concert on Halloween. Remember, I told you that.
Mm-hmm.
It was like less than 100 people here. And the show was good. You know, I've enjoyed seeing her. I've seen her probably like four times by herself and three times with Fleetwood Mac. And so, I've even seen her, she even came out and played when Tom Petty was playing here one time. So that was kind of neat to see. So, how was your weekend, young man?
It was all right. How was yours?
Fair to middling. I'm in the middle of a move here in a few minutes. So, you know, it's like crazy. So I was thinking, did you see those two videos I sent you?
I didn't get a chance to see them yet. No.
One of them is less than a minute. That's a funny one. I was hoping you by now, because that had been a great conversation piece. And another one was about the real Mary Mary, where the Mary Mary, where that comes from.
Yeah, I remember you said you were going to send that one over, yeah. But you said that one's about 15 minutes, right?
Yeah, that's the first one I sent you, yes. Mary Board. And that was the first one I sent you. And then the second one was something really hilarious. And it's like, I was like, Jink, I'd like to hear your thoughts on both of those stories. And so then Mary could listen. You could tell her the story, but Mary, listen to this, Mary. She'd be like, where? Maybe Mary might have a little tan on her by the time next time you see her. You know, so that'll be good. I don't know if she's tan or not. Just throwing it out there. All right. I'd like to ask all the listeners out there, this something that would be good. Hopefully, Guy Vala have an answer by Wednesday morning. What's your favorite side on things for Thanksgiving?
Well, I think mine is probably the butternut squash. I love butternut squash.
I remember you said that. That's squash is okay. That's well, it depends on how it's prepared.
I love squash. You know, I love yams. Stuffing, I love stuffing too, but it's got to be made the right way. If it's not good stuffing, I don't like it.
What about like the cream? What was that, cream of corn?
Not a fan of that. Not a fan of the green bean casserole.
Neither. All right. What about tuna casserole?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. So, but you're a seafood guy though. Also, like, you know, what was the best tasting, ugliest looking creature you've ever eaten?
Probably monkfish.
Ooh, monks. Those are, oh yeah, the big old noses. Yeah,
they're pretty ugly, but they taste delicious. A little, you heat those up with a little drawn butter. It tastes just like lobster.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you fatten the brother up. Like, I don't know, but you'd be all skinny by the time I see you. It's like, you know, I'm like, where's Tim? And you remember that dude I sent you a picture of a long time ago? It looked like he was working for FedEx. And I took a picture of me and him. Gave it to you. We were outside of Popeyes. And I saw him this like 2 days ago up the Smith Food King. And he was looking at me. I looked at him and said, hey, that's him. But I didn't get to say anything to him by the time we kept staring at each other. Like I stole his purse or something like that. You know, he was staring at me like that. So I don't know. I didn't. But like I said, I just thought that would be something funny to, you know, just bring that up. But you're so thin. You don't look like him anymore.
That's true. I don't. I got to hold you there. I got another caller I want to squeeze in before we run out of time.
You used to be Mr. Kung Fu Panda.
Well, now yeah. Look at you. Now I'm more like, you know, The Last Dragon. Not quite.
Richard Simmons, you know.
Not quite that way. All right. You have a good day, Lamone.
God bless everybody out there. Take a light, playboy.
All right. That is Lamone in Las Vegas. Let's take another call here before we got to take our final break. You're next on WBSM.
Hi. Can you give me the phone number, the city hall of the area, of the listen?
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you. What was the number?
The telephone, the city hall. John Matthew.
Oh, for the mayor's office.
Can you give me the phone that John Matthew's office?
Yes, hang on 1 second.
Of the area.
I got to look it up here.
Okay, thank you.
All right, the number for the mayor's office is 508-979.
979-1410. 1410. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
All right. We got to take our final break, and we'll be back in a few moments to wrap things up.
Biafra to join the bloody fray.
And that is Roland the Headless Thompson Gunner. It's about as far as I can get into it with the time that I have left, but it's a great song. One of my favorite songs of all time. So check it out if you've never heard it before. You can stream it, catch it on YouTube as well. And remember, we're going to be here today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and then we're off Thursday and Friday. So you'll get some network programming, and on Thursday.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.